Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're live in New York City in the Quicken Loans studios on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. We want to hear from you. Pick it up, dial it, and dance. Bill in Pittsburgh on The Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, my man, can I get an Iron City and a shot of Crown to go with the Pirates?
And put an Iron John to be your puke. There you go.
Thank you, my man. Bro, all I got to say is the Pirates are talking about trading Josh Harrison now. You think we can get a case of Miller High Life for him?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Oh, so now they're going to trade him too, Josh Harrison. He's like one of their grittiest players.
Hold on. Talking about trading him, my man. I give up on him. I need a new team. What do you got for me?
Well, I even said to my kids, I was like, I told them that McCutchen, you know, had gotten traded, and Gunnar was like, what are they doing? I said, listen, at least PNC is a great ballpark to go to a game. You can at least enjoy yourself at that ballpark. It's a great ballpark, so you can go watch the other team kick the Pirates' ass. And hold on, what is the next quote you got for me from Neil?
Neil agrees with you about the ballpark, and here's what else he said tonight after the trade. This is a young, talented team here that is going to be fun to watch, and they're going to go out and fight every single night to honor these fans and to respect and appreciate the anger that they feel right now. And they're going to turn that anger into sold-out, loud, playoff PNC Park. There you go, the missive from Huntington, Scotty.
Yeah, my ass. How does that sound? I mean, seriously, are you kidding me? That it's going to be packed and they're going to...
They're going to turn the anger that they're feeling right now and bring that energy to PNC Park when it gets sold out.
You know what they
the
should
playoffs.
Do? I hate to say it, but they should get rid of him. How's that sound? I think that's what people in Pittsburgh want. How about you, Bill?
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah,
You know what? They think that the Pirate fans, all we care about is fireworks, Free Shirt Friday, and bobbleheads. You know where they can put all three of them, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, who cares about bobbleheads except little kids? Do people really care about those stupid things, honestly?
Oh, for real. They sell out. I've actually been able to sell bobbleheads on eBay for, you know, $100, $200, where people are crazy about them.
Wait, Carver High, tell me what you were going to say about them.
I once went, this was, I believe, either Rivera's last year or the year before, and they did it with Jeter, too. The Yankees did these bobbleheads for these guys. I never seen more people outside of Yankee Stadium than when they gave away these bobbleheads for Rivera and Jeter. It was unbelievable. People are crazy about them. Bill's absolutely right.
So they go nuts for bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads, fireworks, and free T-shirts.
Yeah, I know how it works. And you know what they do? They do it better, believe it or not, in San Diego. They have Mafia, right? Fish Taco Saturday nights. Those are great.
Oh, yeah. I show up for Fish Tacos.
They have
for the Padres.
They party hard down there, man, and eat fish tacos. Everybody's stoned, smoking legal dope, and just eating fish tacos till you're blue in the face. That sounds like way more fun than Pittsburgh. So there you go, Bill. I don't know what to tell you. What did you think of the Steelers losing? Did you want to kill yourself?
Oh, yeah, I was totally disgusted. And can you tell me something? I'm thinking a sportscaster today brought up a good point. It might be illegal to do a quarterback sneak in Allegheny County. That's the only thing I could think of. why you're running a 5-yard backward pitch when all you need is half a foot to get a first down, and then you throw a pass to Juju where he's not even open. I
saw that play. I thought he got mugged. He got held. He got his jersey pulled. After the fact, you saw the mugging that he got on that pass. I'll say this, though. I'm not going to sit here and cry about their fourth down plays because – my God, they scored 42 points. Roethlisberger threw for a mile. He threw these fourth down bombs. They all were completed for touchdowns. Brown was incredible, playing with a torn calf and like the flu. He didn't look like himself to me, and he still came up huge against one of the best corners in the league. I have no problem with their offense. People in Pittsburgh can cry all they want about Haley. They hate his guts anyway. The guy would die, they'd probably have a party. So if the guy dropped, remember when he broke his hip at the bar? They probably wish he died, and then they would have been happy. People in Pittsburgh are ruthless. They don't want him to go away. They want him dead. So how's this? The defense. Blame the defense. And then what are they going to say? The coaches and the play calling? Please blame those wussy-ass femme defenders on that defense that couldn't stop a fly all day long. I mean, Fournette ran over their faces and stepped on their faces all day. I was sitting there watching. Like on the pass, the floater to the fullback over the middle for the touchdown, whatever it was it a tight end or a fullback? I don't care. It was the slowest guy on the team. Wide open. He might as well have been naked. It was unbelievable. I was like, this defense flat out sucks. That's all there is to it. I have never in my life, honestly, seen a Pittsburgh Steelers defense that bad. I mean, they were terrible. So blame them. All this other stuff, fourth down plays. They didn't lose. They had to have fourth down plays. They had to go for it. They were getting their ass beat. So Jacksonville deserves all the credit. They kicked your ass. It's that simple. It sucked for me. It sucked for you. Everybody's happy. Actually, everybody's miserable, but, you know, whatever. So, you know what's even worse is that you got to sit and watch Jacksonville play New England this week for the AFC Championship, and you know who's going to win that game, don't you? Mike in Pittsburgh on the Fan.
Scott, how you doing, buddy?
I've been better.
It is a very depressing day to be a Pittsburgh sports fan right now. After what happened with the Pirates and after what happened with the Steelers, it's just very depressing. But don't worry. We have the best. They signed the best reliever and one of the best relievers in baseball long term. They're never gonna hardly have a lead, but we got Rivera signed long term, so there's no problem right there.
Yeah, I saw that they signed the great reliever that no one's ever heard of. Everyone's really excited about that for $22 million. Who cares? They'll never even be in a position to close a game. They'll be losing every game.
Yeah, we don't definitely have to worry about that. And as far as the Steelers go, you definitely hit the nail on the head. It didn't matter, like, about play calling. They 42 points should be plenty to win a game. Their defense was getting road graded. That's so-called best defensive line ever. They showed highlights on CBS all the time, like, of how they got double-teamed, manhandled off the line. I have the way through the game, I was thinking, should they just bring Ryan Shazier out of that press box and let him play in a wheelchair? He might not have did worse than anybody else on that.
I actually sat when it was 28-14 right at the half, and I thought, they'll come back. Don't worry. They're going to be – this game will come down to a field goal. Sure enough, it was a three-point game. But when they went up 10, it was over, if you ask me. I thought the – you know why the onside kick was so bad? Because they never kick onside kicks. They never are in that position. I mean, when's the last time you saw him kick an onside kick? I mean, maybe they did, but I don't remember it. The reason a guy can't kick onside is because he never does it. So they usually either win big or they lose. They don't have, you know, the last second. They're not that team. Am I wrong, Carver? When do you see them? Like, oh, look, the Steelers are down 5 with a minute to go. Here comes the onside kick. They're usually not that team.
I mean, yeah, when you win 13 games, you don't have too many of those opportunities to do that.
I've never seen him kick onside before. When's the last time?
But it's still something that you should know how to do.
Obviously, everyone should know how to do it.
Shouldn't have did it anyway.
Easier said than done. Everyone talks about how easy it is to kick onside. To kick it 10 yards and make it work, you need to kick it right to make it bounce 10 yards, and he missed it. And then this is the same guy that everyone – considers like the best kicker in the NFL, Boswell. Now all of a sudden you hate him? The guy's a great field goal kicker, and he's a great extra point kicker. He's not a great onside kick. That's been proven. But you can't bash a guy that's been fantastic for you. The guy's been a great kicker for him, and that's all there is to it. So he's not the reason they lost.
I think that that can happen to any kicker, what happened to him yesterday, and that's not my problem with the play. My problem is the play is kicking it onside at all. I thought the Steelers should have kicked deep, and they had the timeouts. I thought it was silly to kick the onside kick there.
So, Mike, did you go to work today?
Yes, I did. And then I got the – because I wasn't depressed enough for the loss after they traded Coleman on Saturday and then we lost on Sunday, we had to finish out with the trifecta and trading McCutcheon. I don't know which sports teams I'm more disappointed on. Well, at least the Penguins are doing a lot better, and they're getting back to their winning ways. That's one thing.
You know, I mean, they are playing better, but I will say this. Can you imagine the Pirates, seriously, are so dumb? I honestly, like, that they did it the day after this. Everybody wants to hang themselves. I mean, the Steelers lose, and everybody in business. Listen. Productivity's down. Childbirth's down. Drug use is up. The factories are closing. Engines are blowing. People are stranded, homeless, hungry. Because the Steelers lost. And then what do? The day after they lose and everybody's just miserable, you decide to trade your franchise player, like at dinner time, just to ruin everyone's life a little more. Nice job, Neil. Nice job. Could Neil have waited till Wednesday to do the deal? He's waited this long for the McCutcheon deal, hasn't he? Haven't we heard he's going to get traded for 2.5 years? Couldn't he have waited for a week to go by? Maybe, you know, how about this? Do it Saturday so that we can forget about it, that Sunday we can watch the Jags play for the AFC Championship. At least wait 6 days, you moron. He does it the day after? Makes it even worse? Jesus. God almighty. Doing more is brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do. Project Smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. The Greek Freak with 27, 20, and 6 dimes, 2 block shots in the Bucks. 104-95 win at Washington on MLK Day. The Greek Freak with the big 27, 20, and 6, 2-block effort, doing more for his team. Doing more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. With everything you need to do Project Smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. If you're on hold, I promise you I'm getting you on the air next. So don't go anywhere. We're going to keep rocking and taking calls on this MLK night. We're going hard all night on the bench.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Ron Cook, who was on earlier, he wrote today, I feel sorry for Pirates fans who, if the television ratings and attendance drops are any indication, are diminishing by the minute. You are following the worst franchise in baseball, maybe in all of sports. Steelers fans have a team that tries to win every year, even if it often comes up short of its ultimate goal. Penguin fans have the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champs. But you poor Pirate fans, what do you have next year, the year after that? Please. Oh, God. How right is he? I mean, unbelievable. Chaz in Dallas on the ticket. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. Love your show.
Thanks, dude.
Wanted to give you a little tale of redemption. I'm a Steeler fan and was about ready to suck on a tailpipe after the loss, but I had this weird bet going. After they lost, I threw out a bet on New Orleans plus 5.5, did the over, and just from the beginning of the year, I took the Steelers at 11-1 to win the Super Bowl and the Vikings at 55-1 to win. And all of that was out the window until the last play of the game on the Saints game where they allowed me, without the extra point, allowed me to cover the that bet, got the over, and I'm still in play for the 55-1 at $50.
You're styling.
So that saved me.
Yeah, I thought that extra point was unbelievable because I was watching, and knowing how demented I am, all I care about is covers. And I care. I love sports betting. So if people have a problem with that, then go to bed. I'm not a fan of people that don't like it. So if you don't like me, I don't like you. How's that sound? So I'm watching the game, and all I care about is that spread. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, they're going to kick that extra point. It's a rule. So I'm like, just if this guy kneels down, if they take a knee, do you know how much money's going to swing? I mean, this is like a Vegas story for the ages. That game came down to them taking that snap and kneeling, and then look what it did for you and look what it did to others. I mean, some people are loving life. Others were destroyed, but all because of that extra point when the game was already over. In fact, what do they do? Let me get this straight. In pro football, you're telling me that even if they throw a touchdown in overtime,
they do not.
It's a regulation.
In overtime, the game is over.
It's
That's
over.
It.
But in regulation, they do it.
No time on the clock. You still have to kick the extra point.
But do you agree with that? When there's no time left and it's a walk-off, what's the difference? Well, I'll tell you what the difference was. A lot of money, millions.
Well, they claim – I have something in there for you tonight with explaining it all. But, it obviously has nothing – by the NFL, it has nothing to do with gambling. That's, it has nothing to do on that.
So what does it say here? The Vikings stunned the world, blah, blah, blah. They headed to the NFC Championship, blah, blah, blah. We saw all that. Okay, required to kick the extra point. Sterator tried to get control of everyone. Saints had to come back out. Most anticlimactic play in history. He didn't have any money on the Vikings -5.5. So why did they have to come out? The Vikings won the game. 29-24, no matter what happened on the extra point. Even the Vikings handing the ball to the Saints and letting them run the other way for 2 points could bring the Saints back. There were 2 zeros on the clock. It didn't matter. So what are they saying?
It's an NFL rule that they have to.
When it's overtime, there's no extra point. According to the regulation rule exists, and it's not changed in the past because of point differential. It had nothing to do with the fact that there was a 5.5-point spread on the game.
So it's a regular season rule. Sometimes playoff spots can be decided on point differential. That's like the 9th tiebreaker in the NFL rule book. So what they're saying is it's a regular season rule that carries over to the playoffs because, let's say, they kick an extra point, no time left. That could be the difference in point differential later on. It means nothing in the playoffs. The point differential doesn't matter in the playoffs, obviously, because the winner moves on, the loser goes home. But it is a regular season rule that's in there.
Whatever. Look, I'm glad you have all that money now. Lou in Pittsburgh on the Fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Average.
That day.
Yeah, yes, man.
I've been listening radio all day after that freaking game last night. It's just, I don't know, it's immature, man. Everybody points finger left and right. Coaches, I mean, look at that defense. I mean, where to look? They didn't show up last night. It was ridiculous. What has to do? I don't know.
Listen, I don't have a problem. I know a lot of people, from what Carver High is telling me, Keith Butler's the defensive coordinator. I don't know Keith from Adam, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to say this. I don't believe that they should fire Mike Tomlin like a lot of people do. I think people, if they win the game, no one's saying that, even though everybody says they always say it. They should fire him for years now. They've been saying it. This franchise has won 6 Super Bowls. They've been to a bunch of them. They've lost a couple times. It is what it is. It's very, losing is very frustrating and humbling and difficult to deal with. It's a part of life. I've said this over and over. Losing is terrible, and it'll make a man out of you. It's no joke. If you can't handle losing, don't be a sports fan because you will be in a rubber room. Before long, you'll be in a rubber room. If you can't handle losing, I saw some idiot, some Saints fan throw his television out the condo window. Like, what kind of a moron does that?
That's all staged.
I didn't see the guy throw the TV out the window.
That TV was probably broke for weeks. I mean, these guys make these videos now. I don't believe half of them.
Okay, well, let's just say it was true. let's just say, for the sake of you not ruining it, like that you believe it was staged, let's just say it was real, right? I want to, like, are you kidding? What's next? You going to throw a baby out the window? I don't get it. I don't, who destroys their house or their own stuff because your football team loses a game? Like, you know, stick a needle in your arm or something. I mean, honestly, if you're going to hurt somebody, hurt yourself. Why hurt others? And why hurt material items? Why hurt the house? Why hurt the kids? What are you going to throw your wife across the room? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. So whatever. I don't want to fire Mike Tomlin. I actually think he's a good coach. And it is what it is. All the players that open their fat mouths deserve, you know, a big male organ sandwich off of their chin. And that's about it. Like, shut your fat mouth. Stop talking like you did. And if you did, you deserve it. You deserve everything that's coming to you now. Their defense was such a bunch of wussies. Now, obviously, I'm not going to say that to their face. They're 350 pounds and very angry men that would throw me across a room like a rag doll. I get it. I don't know about that, though. I'm 220. I'm hard to throw. But I got to tell you, I blame the defense. I blame Butler. I don't know him from Adam. I don't wish death on him. I don't wish him to get fired. I did say they should, you know, fire him and get rid of all the players. If they don't like it, that's what they should do. If you don't like what happened, fire him and get rid of all the players. Because they didn't get it done. So if they didn't get it done then, my guess is they'll never get it done. Right? They had their chance. They spent their entire time getting ready for the game by talking smack about how they were going to go kick the Patriots' ass. They didn't focus on the game at hand, and they got their asses humiliated. So shut up or pack your bags. You're done. You suck. You did not perform. I mean, it's one thing if you lose on a play like the Saints. Notice how no one's saying anything about the Saints choking? It's all about the Steelers, because the Steelers are a bunch of loudmouth idiots who talk smack about everybody, and they were like gangster rap, BS, flapping lip talk, and they all think they're hot, you know what, but they ended up being a hot, steamy pile of dog cable, is what they are. They got smoked. They never stopped Jacksonville once the whole day. The entire day, all I saw was them scoring touchdowns. I had a dream last night. I woke up soaking wet, and I was dreaming about the Jaguars scoring another touchdown. I don't want to hear it. Fire Tomlin. Fire. Blame the defense, that candy-ass bunch. Nice job yesterday not making one play the whole game. When did they make a play? They never made a play, let alone stopped them. Did one guy make a play in the whole game? No. Candy asses. Blame them. There's no one else to blame. Don't blame the fans. Don't blame anybody. Blame the defense. Blame the players that talked and talked and talked, and then they didn't do the walk. All they did was talk, but they didn't do the walk. They didn't get it done. They were the biggest bunch of candy asses I've ever seen. I don't remember ever seeing a Pittsburgh Steelers defense worse than yesterday in my life, and that includes every playoff loss I ever saw them have. I've never seen a playoff loss where they were so bad. Not once. I had more fun watching them lose to the Packers and Cowboys in the Super Bowl than watching that yesterday. That was torture, watching you femmes not make one play the entire day. You big bunch of fat wussies talking all week, and then not one of you made a play the whole game. Not one of you. Not one of them. Then there wasn't one guy made a play the whole day. Tell me one play. I don't even remember one of them. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So it's championship weekend. Who's going to the big game? I've got AFC, NFC title game snags. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. Every week is stacked with NBA, college hoops, and NHL. NBA tomorrow night. New Orleans at Boston, college basketball, Clemson at North Carolina on Tuesday night, Oklahoma and K-State as well, hockey, Vegas at Nashville and New Jersey at the Islanders tomorrow night. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you all the picks for all the games every day. Boxing and MMA as well. Daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. Ty F. in North Carolina.
Yeah, what's up, Pharrell?
Yo, bro.
Let me get a shot of that Henny.
Can we get him a little Henny? A little shakalu?
I just want to touch on a couple subjects, man. I'm sorry about the team losing. I'm a Ravens fan, so I'm kind of root for the other team.
I'm sure you were.
I was thinking, could they do the same thing to the New England Patriots that we did to them in 2012? And what do the Ravens need to do? Get rid of Flacco or get rid of Joe Harbaugh?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I think probably more than likely the coach would go before they'd get rid of Flacco. Didn't they give Flacco some super huge deal a little while ago? So I think he stays, and I think Harbaugh would be the guy to go. But I don't think any signs of that happening at this point. Here's what I feel. Like, next year, it's simple. If they don't win next year, he'll be gone. They're not going to keep putting up with losing every single year. It's going to end. So if they don't win next year, I'd say he's gone. And Carver High, what do you think of the Jags' chances in New England? I think that covers it. Mafia, do you give the Jags a shot against the Patriots?
I give them a much better shot than Tennessee had, but I still think the Patriots are going to win because it's in Foxborough. And in Foxborough, except for the very rare occasion, like you mentioned,
a lot of good that did Heinz Field.
It's a big difference between Heinz Field and Foxborough. The Steelers lose in Heinz Field. The Patriots do not lose at Foxborough in the playoffs.
So there you go. You're taking the Patriots?
I am. It'll be a lot closer than probably expected, but I think they're going to get it done.
Here's all you need to know. There's four quarterbacks left. Tom Brady, Keenum, Foles, and Bortles. Where are you laying the money? Brady or the field?
Everyone's going to lay the money on Brady. There you go. Ryan in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott, I know you're doing average. That's all right. Hey, you handle it well. And, you know, hey, you Steelers lost. I think
I got nothing to do with it. So it's their problem, yeah. Not mine. I got bigger fish to fry than worrying about them losing. It sucked for me for about 3 hours. That was it.
Yeah, hey, that's good, man. I'm not as lucky as you. The Pats lose. I give Jacksonville a shot this weekend.
Well, I mean, the Pats never lose, so why would you say you've been through some kind of suffering? When did that happen, 20 years ago?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, it did, yeah. Back in the 90s, they were the worst franchise in all sports.
There you go. So it's been a long time since you've lost, so don't tell me about your problems.
No problems. They're going to win. I want number six. I mean, they deserve it.
What's the spread in the game already? Is it 9 or something like that? What was it, 9? Yeah, I saw it. I think it's 9.
Well, we'll see. Hey, Scott, can I ask Carver a question or no?
Yeah, you can ask Carver a question. I'll give it to him. Carver, he's got a question for you.
Carver, hey, the Bills recently picked up, I think it's a good move, Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator. He's an ex-Patriot. Smart move. What do you think, though? I heard someone saying something, the name on the TV. There's no basics to it, but he said Alex Smith, that they trade for Alex Smith as quarterback. What do you want to do at quarterback with the Bills? Keep Tyrod? And do you have a name in the draft of someone you've thought of to draft for the Bills? Do you have any idea?
Tyrod is not going to be back next year. They have the 21st and 22nd pick. I think that that's enough for them to get up to maybe 10, 11, or 12. And if Baker Mayfield's there, that's who I want.
There you go. I don't have a problem with that. Carver, would you describe to people how badly I was choking to death moments ago?
You have definitely had a little bit of problem there with the digestive
No one knew, though. I don't think anyone knew. I may have got rid of it.
No, I think you did. But there was definitely an issue there for a moment.
Have you ever had something go down like the wrong pipe and it just not only goes down the wrong pipe but then irritates your whole thing for like 10 minutes?
It messes up your entire system. Everything is shut down.
It just throws you off your – it's like a train derailment.
No doubt.
I was suffering for upwards of 8 to 10 minutes there. It was a Ritz cracker, but I was eating it out in the hallway because I would never eat them in here in the studio due to Vatican regulations. But I have to tell you that I was, and you could tell I still got some reverb in there. I got a total dislodged.
That was like an aftershock. Right?
That was an avalanche dislodging chunk of ice on a mountain right there that you heard jiggling around in my trachea right there.
Not a good scene.
No. 855-212-4CBS-4227. Brad in Green Bay.
Scotty, right away I just want to shout out to Greek Freak. Giannis, just a freaking badass.
He's great. I love watching him play. He's just, his game is so long. And he's like, you know what? I think he's like Durant, but more violent. I think he goes to the rim more violently.
Just not as good as a shooter as that, but more just lanky and just can attack even more.
He's incredible.
I want to go from one box to the next. I'm gonna ask for a Budweiser from you, just so I can pour it out for you and for all the rest of Pirates Nation. I appreciate that. I'll pour it out as soon as I get home for you. So, Scotty, it could be worse. You know, so Pirates Nation is going in thinking we're going. You guys are going to go 2-160. Well, when you win that third win next year, you're going to pop champagne bottles. It's going to be all right. It could be worse though. And this is going to be a throwback to a previous call I made to you in October. You could be Nationals fans. You could choke away the NLDS like they did this year, like they did 5 years ago in 2012. It could be worse, Scotty.
I guess. I don't know. I don't agree with that. It could be worse. What's worse? What does
but
he
would
mean?
Would you rather lose in the playoffs in the first round every year and never advance, or would you rather have not make the playoffs every year? I guess this is...
Oh, you mean in terms of the Steelers?
The Pirates he was talking about.
The Pirates are not the Nationals. Is that what he was talking about?
Losing the first round every year.
All right, I was having trouble hearing him. I didn't know. Did he say the Nationals?
Yes.
Okay, so I would rather, I'd rather make the playoffs and lose than to not be in it at all. I would rather do that, I guess. If I were gonna go down the drain, I'd rather go down in the playoffs than to not make it at all. And I do not see any, sunshine on the horizon for the, Pirates. I don't. I think they're going to be a disaster. In other words, as I said earlier, they got the Reyes guy. Is that his name? The great reliever they signed today for a long-term four-year, $22 million. He's never going to close games because they're never going to win. So why pay some guy big bucks to close when you never win? So, I mean, that's just my theory. That's a cold beer theory. Right there, a guy having a cold beer in the garage. That's that theory. Why pay some guy a bunch of money when they won't even win 80 games? So they can't even go 500, all right? So, you know, but, I mean, Kyle Crick from Turtle Creek, that's who they got? Some guy no one's ever heard of? I have to tell you, honestly, and a minor league outfielder and $500,000 or something, international pool space, I heard. It's just, to me, like, come on, Carver High. Are you kidding me? Did they not just get fleeced?
Yeah, it's not a good look right now on the surface.
And what did they get for Cole? Same garbage.
Didn't they get the guy Musgrove?
Oh, they got him.
And he was decent for the Astros. I mean, look, you didn't get much.
I feel like I got a fat chick at the sock hop. The last girl to dance with, and she was fat and ugly, was it. That's who they got for McCutcheon, honestly. Let's just be honest. Let's stop with all this other BS. It's a terrible deal. It was terrible. I mean, come on. What in God's name was this guy doing? Honestly, was he drunk? Seriously, when he did the deal?
Well, Neil.
They are laughing right now. You know what this is? This is Barry Bonds all over again. They let him go to the Giants. Remember when he went to the Giants? Here's McCutcheon going to the Giants. It's almost like the same thing, except this deal's worse because of what they got. Seriously. Remember when Mike Lang used to say, call Arnold Slick from Turtle Creek? That's who they got in the trade. They got Arnold Slick from Turtle Creek. Oh, my God. Jesus, help us. Seriously, somebody. I'm going to start drinking again. Seriously, Mafia, that's where I'm at this point. Adam in Green Bay. Adam.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man? Huge fan.
Thanks, dude.
Nice, tall. Ice Crispy Jaeger Bomb for me. Can I get that?
Yeah, Jaegers, Lagers for everybody. Check out it.
Pardon me, baby. Hey, all I want to know is, trust me, I had a friend who, you know, who had 5.5 on the Saints. You know, he laid big on it. I get it. But who in their right mind finds value in that? You know, why don't you just bet on the Pacers or the Pelicans like a normal person? You know what I mean? Who finds value in that? That's all I got to say, Scotty.
Well,
huge fan of yours. I know you like good picks, but take it easy, man.
Well, I don't really understand. What's the? I mean, don't people like betting on playoff games? Mafia. I mean, they're a dog. They were getting 5.5. It wasn't the worst valued bet I ever saw in my life.
And what's the difference between betting on the Pacers or the Pelicans and betting the Saints? You're still betting the spread. You're still doing the same kind of thing. So I don't get what his point is.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
It made no sense at all. And they were a dog, and they did get points, so it did pay a little bit.
Right, and the Pelicans and the Pacers are teams. I mean, now the Pelicans are starting to win a little bit more, but those aren't teams that are, you know, dominant teams in the playoffs or anything like that. The Saints won their division; they were one of the best teams in the NFL. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not with that whole thing. So, if you bet the Saints, you won money. That's it. If you had the 5.5, you won money. That's all I know. When I bet, I try to win money. Right? Don't you like to win a bet and go to the window and get your money?
That's the whole point of doing it.
I definitely don't do it for my health. So that's that. 855-212-4227. So I'm watching, just so you know, I'm watching this. I think it's the last game I'm watching here tonight that's available to the world. The Clippers lead the Rockets at the half, 59-56 at Staples. I don't believe, is anything else happening? I don't think there is, really, unless I'm mistaken. Wasn't that Kansas-West Virginia game like the last game going? How about Kansas coming back and beating West Virginia? I don't know about you guys. Did you watch that? I watched this guy, Trae Young, over the weekend play and hit all those shots in that game over the weekend. I mean, he is unbelievable. That kid is absolutely unbelievable shooting the rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.